February 23rd, 2010.
We have a minhag on Leil Purim. We have a minute to give Machtes HaShekel. This year, we fast Tainus Esther on Thursday, and Purim is on Matzoi Shabbos. So the question is, when are you supposed to give the Machtes HaShekel? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achrayim that the Machtes HaShekel really is connected with the Tonis. Because there's a Gemara in the first parak in Brachas, where the Gemara talks about the main reward that you get for going to the Beis Medrash is not so much for paying attention to the shir, because we're going to forget the shir in another couple of hours, another couple of days. The main reward that you get, now that everything is taped, you can't, and it's the Nordlach Seastwood that we can't forget. But in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have a Nordlach tape recorder. So they, huh? Yeah, so the Gemara says, the main reward that you come to a shir is because you feel uncomfortable, it's so crowded. So you deserve reward for that. The main reward for coming to a chasen is this. The main reward for fasting a tonis is not so much for the fasting, but for the fact that you give tzedakah. That they always used to give tzedakah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achrayim, that the minhag to give machtes HaShekel is really connected with, more connected with Tainus Esther rather than connected with Purim. So this year that we observe Tainus Esther on Thursday, we should really give the machtes HaShekel on Thursday. It doesn't matter that much, but still, that's the minhag. Whenever Purim is on Sunday, so of course you can't fast Tainus Esther on Shabbos, so there's a big machlekes. There was a big machlekes. When are you supposed to fast Tainus Esther? You have to move it up. So do you move it up to Friday? Or is it more correct to move it up to Thursday? So our practice, obviously, is we move it up to Thursday, but others held no. The Gemara says, Bezen should never be goes to Tainus Melechatchila on Friday. It's not quite Shabbos that you nichnas into Shabbos and you're starving. The Gemara in Erevin, we learned that the Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem has a machlokes when Tisha B'Av Bayas, the only tonis that can fall out on a Friday, Bayas only Asar B'Tavis. But the Gemara talks, Bizman that used to make Kiddush HaChedush HaPiyariya, it was possible that Tisha B'Av would fall out on a Friday. So the Gemara says there's a machlokes and there are opinions that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, you're permitted and obligated to break your fast towards the end of the day. It's not quite Shabbos. In Novi Yeshai, it talks about kibud v'yoinik. So kibud means whatever hachanis you do in advance for Shabbos. And yoinik means that you enjoy the Shabbos. The fact that you cook the food on Erev Shabbos, that's kibud Shabbos. And then the fact that you eat the food on Shabbos, that's yoinik Shabbos. The part of quite Shabbos is that you eat something. You're not supposed to eat. Part of Kvod Shabbos is not to eat elaborate meals on Friday. You should have light meals. But part of Kvod Shabbos is you shouldn't be starving yourself. You should be in a normal state when it comes Shabbos. And the Mishnah says that the Bezin is never goes a Tainus Milchatchila on a Friday. But once in a while, let's say a person was Mekabel Tainus to fast on his father's Yahrzeit, and the father's Yahrzeit turns out to be on a Friday, so then he fasts. Then he fasts on the Friday. So that's the Shaila, whether if when Purim falls out on a Sunday, and the minhag is we fast on Tainus Esther, but Tainus Esther you can't fast on Shabbos, so when you move it up to Friday, is that a violation of Ein Gozim Tainus Melechatchila on Erev Shabbos? And you say, no, we really should have fasted on Shabbos, and it's a mukdam. How come we have a mukdam over here? Usually when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Shabbos, or Shabbos HaBetamas, you're ma'acherit. So the Gemara says the reason why you macher is because agdumi pura nusa loy magdaminon. The observance of the of the Tanis of Tisha B'Av, the observance of Shivasa B'Tamis, is really a form of Avelus. So you don't want to be Makdim Avelus. But the Tainus Esther is a Tainus Shal Simcha, the Rishayim says. It's not a Tainus Shal Avelus. It's not in commemoration of some disaster. It's a commemoration of the wonderful thing that the Jewish people were mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gzerah was broken. So the Tanis worked. So that's why... Fast the next day. Why fast the next day?
Wait, after Purim?
Yeah. Fast the next day. Okay. Okay. That's what we say, Hatnish Kentam, because it's not a Taina Shal Avelus, it's a Taina Shal Simcha. That's exactly it. Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik said that he remembered that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, was a Levi, the Soloveitchik Salavim. So whenever Purim fell out on a Sunday, and you mock them to the Tonis, the fast on Thursday, so Rav Chaim wouldn't want to get an aliyah by Mincha, because according to others, you're not fasting on the right day, so it's not a day of Kriyas HaTorah Rav Mincha. Shachar is going to have Kriyas HaTorah anyway. Either you're going to learn Parsha Sosha, we're going to learn Baichal, going to learn something or another. But the Mincha, you only learn if it's a Tainus Tzibur. So Rav Chaim was choshish for the other opinion, that more correct is that you should have really fasted the Tainus Esther on Friday, and no one fasted on Friday, but he didn't want to get an aliyah. Let someone else get the aliyah. So the Maisa, our practice is that we fast on Thursday. And it's way off from the Purim. So the Mishnah Berurah says the more correct is to give the Machzah Shekel on the day of Tainus Esther, on Thursday, as opposed to on Matzoi Shabbos. This practice of giving the Machzah Shekel, this was instituted in the days of the Gaonim. The name of the yeshiva used to be Gaon Yankov. And the name of the president of the yeshiva, whose responsibility it was to raise funds for the yeshiva, that was the official title, Rosh Yeshiva's Gaon Yankov. So it's a long title, Rosh Yeshiva's Gaon Yankov. So to be Mekatzer, they used to call him the Goen. So some of them are talking about we would consider Goenim, great outstanding Talmid Chachamim, and others, Bendita Zalach Goenim, others were just plain old fundraisers. Some of the Rav Sadi Goen, Rav Hai Goen, Rav Shreiri Goen, these were the real big Goenim, the learning people, and others was not so learning. So these were the Goenim, these names we're familiar with, these were the Goenim in Bavel. Then they had, at the same time, they had yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. So they all had an issue of fundraising. Everybody had to come up with a new gimmick every year, had to raise funds for the yeshiva. So the Goenim in Eretz Yisrael came up with this Einfall, that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Eikam, everybody had to give Machzah Shekel for the purpose of funding the Karbonis Tzibur, the Beis HaMikdash. So let's introduce, there's no Beis HaMikdash now, no one's giving any Machzah Shekel, so they're getting away with murder, no one's giving any Machzah Shekel. So let's encourage everybody that they should give, and they always used to give Machzah Shekel in Chodesh Ador. That's how the Mishnah says, in Megillah, Bechad Bi Ador, Mashmi Malash Kolim. You have to announce, because the whole purpose of the Machzah Shekel was to purchase the Karbonis Tzibur with Mamon HaTzibur. And the fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash begins from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to start purchasing all of the Karbonis Tzibur. Karbonis Tzibur is Tamidim U'Musafim. Every single day there's a Karbon Tamid, and on Shabbos and Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoy, there's a Karbon Musaf. So the Karbonis Tzibur, the Tamidim U'Musafim, have to be purchased dafke with Machzah Shekel money, with the Mamon HaTzibur. And if you're going to have a private individual donate $5 million to cover all the expenses for the whole year, so there was a big debate in the days of the Tanoim. They had a lot of machlokes in between the Tzdukim and the Prushim. So this is one of the big issues that they had. The Tzdukim were of the opinion that a private person can fund all of the karbonas. We have such a din on the level of a private karbon. Let's say somebody ate chelev b'shoigeg and has to bring a carbon chatas to the Beis HaMikdash, or by mistake, he turned on the lights on Shabbos, he's mechal Shabbos, he has to bring a carbon chatas to the Beis HaMikdash, and let's say he can't afford it. So his next door neighbor knows that he needs a carbon chatas and he can't afford it. So the halacha says, learn that from Psukim, we would never know this on our own, the pasuk indicates that there's such an institution as Magdish al-Manashi is kapa bo chaveiro. I could be Magdish a carbon on behalf of someone else. You can't volunteer a carbon chattas. If I just want to volunteer a chattas, it doesn't exist. But if I Magdish a behemoth, this should be a chattas for my next door neighbor. I know he's chayv chattas, he ate chelev adam b'shoigeg. So there is such a thing as Magdish al-Manashi is kapa bo chaveiro. And the other fellow gets the kapare. It means he's yotze the mitzvah of hakrobas achattas.
Does he have to know about it?
The Gemara says he has to know about it, both v'shas hakdoshe and b'shas when they're makriv the korban, both moments of time. That's a gemara in Erech and around Daf Chof, and the gemara says though, but even though he's supposed to know about it, but sometimes we will apply the rule of zochen liyodim shloi b'fon. Even though he doesn't know, since it's in his best interest, so we say zochen. So the gemara has a machlokes: when do you say zochen, and when do you need his das? B'shas hakdoshe you say zochen, and b'shas hakrov you actually need his das. Or fakir, b'shas hakdoshe you need his das, and b'shas hakrov you say zochen. That's a detail machlokes. In principle, you need his das of the other party, both b'shas hakdoshe, when the good Samaritan is magdash, the neighbor is magdash the carbon, and b'shas hakrov is a carbon. And one time or the other, the gemara says we will apply zochen liyodim shloi b'fonav. So we assume it's considered as if he did consent. So the tzedukim were of the opinion, tzedukim didn't have any traditions of the Torah Shabbat. If you don't have traditions, you can krich up the gleich event. You can say whatever you want. They have this fellow, they keep on writing in the newspapers, this fellow supposedly has smicha, and he says that mishkav zocha means something else. You can say whatever you want. You can say Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov never existed, they're just concepts, and the Mabul never happened, and Noach is just to say. You can say whatever you want. If you have no tradition, the whole world is free. It's a free-for-all. You can say wild things. So the Tzedukim didn't accept any traditions of the Torah Shem Alpeh. So they used to, the Gemara lists off some of the machloikas. The Gemara doesn't list off all the machloikas. The Gemara lists the Mishnayis and the Tosefis. Tosefis list off some of the crucial debates that they had with Zman Bayisheni. And then years later, when the Christianity first began, so they picked up a lot of the shtick from the Tzedukim. About the 10 or 15 things that the Tzedukim were known for, so the early Christians picked them up to have tainus against the Chachamim, carry on the tradition from the Heilige Tzedukim. So the Gemara said this was one of the big issues during Zman Bayisheni between the Tzedukim and the Chachamim, that the Tzedukim didn't believe that there's a concept of a Korban Tzibur, that Tzibur Klal Yisrael exists as a separate entity. You have a korban yochid, a person brings the korban. Then if we decide, the three of us, we decide, I don't have so much money, I don't want to pay for a whole behemoth myself, the three of us will bring a korban together, each one will chip in one-third of the price, and we'll bring a korban mishutfus. A korban tzibur is a big shutfus, the ganze klal yisrael, all the Jews alive today, we all chip in and we bring a korban. So basically a korban tzibur is really a korban hashutfus, and it's the same as the korban yochid. And just like we know that there is an institution on magdash al manashi is kapa bo chavero, I can be magdash a korban on behalf of someone else. So you can do the same by korban ashutvim. You can do the same by korban tzibur. One person can put up all the money, and this korban, these tmidim u'msofim are on behalf of all of klal yisrael. And the chachamim didn't accept that. They said no, it's a different chal hashem korban. A korban ha'ashutvim means, let's say there are 15 million Jews alive today. I don't know. There are 15 million Jews. So that would be a korban hashutfim. All of the people, all the Jews alive today, let's say if there's a Beis HaMikdash, all the Jews alive today chip in together, and we bring a korban on behalf of everybody. That's a korban hashutfim. Korban tzibur is a different thing, though. Tzibur is a different heftzah. It doesn't mean all the Jews alive today. The tzibur includes all the people from the days of Avraham Avinu till the days of Mashiach. Ein atzibah meisim, that's why. Ein atzibah meisim includes the people. You can't say achato shemeisu baileho. There's a din if a person is mafresh anoyla or shlomim, then he dies. So he dies, he can't be yotzei the mitzvah. Let's say he's a ger shemeisim, ein lo yorshim. So when he dies, his yorshim don't get the korban biyushi. He has no yorshim. So the Mishnais have in Mishnai Shkolim, your makriv the korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Who's the bala korban who gets the kapara? Nobody. There is no bala korban. The man who was mafresh the korban was a ger, and he has no children, and he's not related to a soul in the whole wide world. He has no relatives. Gerish and his guy caught in Shanel Dhamma, he died. So you makriv the korban, and it's not oil on behalf of anybody. But if he was mafresh a korban chatas, a korban oshim, that's only boalachet. So if the fellow died, on whose behalf this carbon is supposed to be offered? So the Gemara says you can't be makriv the carbon. Ein kapara la mesim. And you can't be makriv a carbon chatas or carbon oshim if no one's going to get the kapara. The purpose of the carbon is to bring kapara. There's no kapara for mesim. So the Gemara says that that rule, that ein kapara la mesim, chatos shemesa by leho, you cannot be makriv, doesn't apply to a carbon tzibur, because the carbon tzibur is on behalf of the whole tzibur, the whole klal Yisrael. Past, present, and future, everybody's included in the concept of tzibur. The Tzedukim didn't believe in that. They said that Tzibur is just a composite, it's a collection of all the people who are living today, it's a shutfus. And the halacha was not like them. We have a tradition. We have all the tradition. That's why we don't accept anything that the tzedukim said. Not lahakal, not lahachma. Everything is not in accordance with tradition. That's what a lot of the rabbis today, a lot of the Orthodox rabbis today, they don't follow any tradition. You don't follow traditions. Everything can turn into, not only can turn into conservative Judaism. It already is conservative. It's going to turn into Christianity. It's going to turn into Avodah Zarah. The original tzedukim, their practices later on were the beginning of Christianity. No, Christianity is very far away from Judaism. So this was one of the issues that was debated. Is there a concept of tzibur, of Klal Yisrael? So we say there is a concept that you cannot have one wealthy person donate $5 million to pay for all the Karbonas tzibur and everybody will be miskaper. The money has to be paid for the Karbonas tzibur by the tzibur themselves. That's what the Machzah Shekel was all about. So Machzah Shekel, in the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when they were giving the Machzah Shekel, so they had this the issue with the tzdukim, and then there was an issue among the Balabatim themselves. The Mishnah Shkolim records there were Kohanim who had a taina. The Kohanim are not allowed to give Machzah Shekel. Not only not mechuyev to give, they're not allowed to give. What's up, not allowed to give? Because some of the Karbonas Tzibur that you bring are Karbon Mincha. We bring, let's say, a Musaf. You bring every day, you bring a Karbon. Tamash al Shach, Tamash al Ben Abayim is an Oilo, then you bring Musafim. So you bring a Minchasim and Iskeim, Kimadu. You bring a Mincha in conjunction with a Karbon. And you bring Yain Lan Esach. So the din is, the mincha that comes in conjunction with a carbon, you burn the whole mincha on the mizbeach. But then you have, if you give a carbon mincha, if you bring a carbon mincha above if neyatzman, let's say mincha sa'oimer. Mincha sa'oimer is not mincha sa'oimer in this game. It's not a mincha in conjunction with a carbon. It's a carbon bifneyatzman. So then the din requires you do kmitza on the mincha, you burn the kaimitz on the mizbeach a little bit, and the kohanim eat the shiori ha-minochas, the leftover mincha they eat in the azara, as a status of kachi kadoshim. So the pasuk says, "Chaminchas kain kol toktor." You have to burn the whole mincha instead of doing kmitza and burning the kaimitz on the mizbech and having the kohanim eat the shiori hamincha. You have to burn the whole mincha on the mizbech. Well, on minchas ha'omer, you don't do like that. You do kmitza and they do eat the rest. So the kohanim hayadorshim mikra zeliatzmam. That's how the Mishnah says. The kohanim haben gemacht an egen drosha, an egen pilpul that they're not allowed to give. Not only they're not mechuyev to give, they're not permitted to give. Machzah Shekel. If they're going to give Machzah Shekel, then the Mincha Soemer is going to be a Korban Hashutvim, partly Koyin, partly non-Koyin. And the part that's Koyin makes it that it's also to do Kemitza. You have to burn the whole thing on a Mizbeach. So that's what they were pshetling, that they're not allowed to participate in Machzah Shekel. The Halacha says that it's wrong. The Chachamim say in the Mishnah, Kol Koyin She'eino Shekel Choyte. Not like they said, Kol Koyin She'shekel. Any coin who gives Machzah Shekel is doing a sin. No, the Allah is fakir kol coin she'ena shekel. A coin that doesn't give Machzah Shekel is sinning. The Kohanim are also mechuyev to give Machzah Shekel. Why? What about the tainan to minchas coin? The answer is no. It's not if you would have a korban hashutvim, all of us would join together to bring a korban mincha in the Beis Hamikdash. Then is that there is no such thing as a mincha bo b'shutvis. Doesn't exist. But if there would be such a thing, and one of us would be a kohen, so you wouldn't be allowed to eat the shiori hamincha. It has to be kolot tia, you have to burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. But the karbonas tzibur is not a karbon hashutvim, that you say part of it is a minchas kohen. It's a karbon that's offered by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is nishken kohen, nishken levi. Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. It's a chal shem of karbon hatzibur. So that was a debate with the tzdukim b'shaita, and that was a debate with the kohanim hoyedor shemikra zeli atzmam, that the korban tzibur is not the same as a korban ayochid. So this din, you can donate money, amanashis kapa bochaveir, this doesn't exist by korban tzibur. Korban tzibur, each person has to give his own machzis ha-shekel.
The basis of Sheshe, the institute, to give everyone a chance to donate to the rich or to the poor.
Everybody has to give, yeah.
Yeah, and to give, but they give Marxist Hesheras, the poor one can afford itself. This way they make the Hasidic Shekel.
We're gonna talk about the details, how much you have to give. It's not always Marxist Shekel, it's usually much more.
Everyone will give the same thing.
You have to give the same. That's what it says in Chumash. The usher is not allowed to give more.
If once everybody decides that we're all going to give out, and someone like, I want to give more than that, they can do it.
Not allowed to.
They figure out how much money is required.
Right.
And therefore they assess clients.
How much you have to give.
And I say, okay, if everybody will give, then I want to give a little bit extra.
Not allowed to. The Mishnah says that just like a chatos and a noshim is not bob and edim and adover, so machzah shekel is not bob and edim and adover. Let's say a nochri wants to donate machzah shekel. So the Mishnah says we don't accept. If a nochri wants to donate an oil and a shlamim, that's bob and edim and adover. But the Mishnah says machzah shekel is not bob and edim and adover. You can't donate. If your mechuyev will accept it, you're not mechuyev, you can't accept it. It's a problem. The Mishnah says women are not mechuyev to give machzah shekel, only the men. But the Mishnah says if a woman donates, you do accept. So the Gemara has a problem. You just said that Machzah Shekel is not Bob and Edom and Adov, only if you're Mechuyev. So the Gemara explains it's not exactly the same. The woman, a Jewish woman is not the same as a Goy. There's a slight difference. A Goy is not Mechuyev at all. A Jewish woman has Kedushas Yisrael to the same level as a Jewish man. And Kedushas Yisrael means Kedushanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu. So if she has the same level of Kedusha as a man, so she theoretically she should really be mechuyev to give machzah shekel. Theoretically she should be mechuyev to shekel lulav with the sukkah also. But we have a pasuk that paters the women. So it's not that the woman is not mechuyev at all. The woman has the full kedusha yisrael like a man, which should have implied kedushanu b'mesos tzivana that she is mechuyev to sit in sukkah and she is mechuyev to give machzah shekel. But we have a pasuk that paters. But if the woman wants to sit in sukkah, she wants to shekel lulav, then we follow the opinion. She says a bracha, kiddushana b'mitzvaysa v'tzivano. I had sheker. The answer is it's not sheker. It's kiddushana b'mitzvaysa. She has the same kiddusha as a man. And kiddushana b'mitzvaysa means v'tzivano. The only thing is that she left out a word from the bracha. Kiddushana b'mitzvaysa v'tzivano uftarano. So that she doesn't have to say uftarano. She has the full kiddusha. The svarim hold you don't say a bracha. A woman is not allowed to say because bracha she ain't a tzvicha. Since she doesn't have to do the mitzvah, so if she wants to volunteer, gesunte hey, but since she didn't have to do the mitzvah at all, so that's really garim bracha shenet zvicha. Let her not say the bracha. And the Ashkenazic practices, we follow the Balei HaTosfos, that a woman, like the Rabbi Natan, a woman may say the bracha. How can you say the bracha? It's sheker. Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysa, the answer is it's not sheker. Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysa means the women have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael as the men. That's what Moshe Feinstein points out in his Chuvis. He talks about the women's prayer groups. So he says, the women have the same level of Kedusha as the men. On the occasion of Mamir HaSina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you should tell, Kosoma LeBeisyakim V'Sagi L'Menei Yisrael, you should tell, Beisyakim means the women, V'Sagi L'Menei Yisrael means the men, Atem Tiyuli Mamlechas Koinim V'Goy Kadosh. So he tells the men and the women, they have the same level of Kedusha. Ay Kedusha means Kedushanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu, so it means the women should theoretically be mechuyev in all the mitzvahs that the men are mechuyev in. But they have an exemption. If they don't want it, they don't have to give machzah shekel. But if they're giving, it's not the same as a nochri who's volunteering. That you say, it's not bob and edim and adov, we don't accept donations. If the woman donates the machzah shekel, she's moisa letzibu, she wants to fulfill the mitzvah that she has the Kedushas Yisrael, theoretically she should have been mechuyev. But she has a ptur, if she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. She doesn't want to use that ptur, so she's fulfilling the chiyuv that theoretically should have been on her. Still not the same as a goy. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, the Gemara has a din, just like a woman is exempt from mitzvah sesei shehazman grama, the woman doesn't have to like tefillin, doesn't have to wear tzitzis, doesn't have to shake a lulav, doesn't have to listen to tkiyah shofar. So there's gzeirah shavah, lola, meisha, and eved kenayni also is exempt from mitzvah sesei shehazman grama. So it sounds a little strange that the woman is on the same level as the eved kenayni. So Rav Soloveitchik said, he doesn't think, according to the Rambam, it's not exactly the same. And eved kenayni, the Rambam writes, has a partial Kedushas Yisrael. With respect to the mitzvah says the Shazman Gram, he's like a goy. He doesn't have a Kedushas Yisrael at all. The woman has a full Kedushas Yisrael, but she's exempted. If she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to fulfill the mitzvah says the Shazman Gram.
But if she wants to, she may?
She wants to, she may. It's not a violation. Rashi learns it's a machlekes hatanaim, whether there's a violation of Baal Tosef. So according to Rashi, there's an issue of Baal Tosef. Tosef can't believe that there's an issue of Baal Tosef. If a woman, that's a davar pashut, there's no Baal Tosef. So Tosef learns a different shaila. There would be a machlokes hatanaim, which Tosef learns, would she be allowed to say a bracha? Because it's achshasha, bracha shein etzvicha, bracha shein etzvicha is a nisa derabanan. Bracha Labatola. You're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say I'll say a bracha. Shekadosham Tatsvan Laniach Tfilin. Now, I'm not wearing tefillin. So that's a beautiful Shevach. It's a beautiful Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing wrong. But with the Rabbanan, it's an Issa to say a bracha Labatola. A bracha Shein Tzrich, even though it's a beautiful Shevach. So Tosis learns that's totally in a machlokes satanoim. Is there an Issa the Rabbanan if the woman wants to volunteer to do the mitzvah L'chala Deis Mutter? Not like Rashi, that's a machlokes, whether that's Bal Tosif. Tosif says, Adavah Poshet, it's not Bal Tosif. Shaila is, if in her desire to fulfill a mitzvah, would we permit her to violate an Issa de Rabbanan, like saying a bracha before she does it? So Tosif says, we pass like the opinion, she may say the bracha. That is not, even though it's a shtickle bracha shein tzvicha, we would allow her to, because she wants to enhance the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So here also, if a person wants to volunteer extra money, but Machzah Shekel, he says, here's my basic Machzah Shekel, I want to give a donation. So we don't accept any donations. That's a Mishnah and Shkolim. That's why you can't accept from a Nochri. You only accept from a Nochri something that's Bo Ben Edim and Adova. Korban Pesach and Machzah Shekel and Chatas and Oshem is not Bo Ben Edim and Adova, so a Nochri cannot donate it. And Isha is not the same as a Nochri. And Isha wants to give Machzah Shekel. So the Gemara says in the end of Bo Metzia, she's Moisel et Sibo Yofa Yofa. She's giving it l'shem d'chiv that she really should have theoretically had. So that's not the same as giving a bin adova. Right. But the Gemara treats it the same. The Gemara treats it the same. Theoretically, she has the same Kedushas Yisrael as the men, so therefore she should have had the Chiyah Machzah Shekel, and it's an exemption. It's not the general Ptur of Zman Grom, it's a local Ptur. Yeah. So the women are exempt. Right.
If you don't give the Machzah Shekel, do you remove yourself from the Tzibur, like Korban Pesach?
If you don't give... No, Korban Pesach is paid for by private funds. The Shad is when they're makrib, the Tmidim and Musafim on behalf of the whole Tzibur. So what if there's a character who just never gave any Machzah Shekel? So the Mishnah says, three times a year, the new fiscal year begins in the Beis HaMikdash, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So they would announce Be'echad B'yodah Mashmim Al Hashkolim, to give everybody an opportunity a whole month to start giving the money. Most of the people did not give the money right away in the first month. So they gave the money in the course of the year. So the Mishnah says, three times a year, Bishlosh Prak Mashana, Tarmim Mesalishka. They had pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash, Bishkolim Chadoshim, for Taklan Charetin, whoever's giving Machzah Shekel for this coming Nissan. And then they had Taklan Atikin, whoever didn't give Machzah Shekel for Shnas for 20 years ago, or 15 years ago, or last year, or 60 years ago. Guy's a Baal Tshuva, he never gave Machzah Shekel his whole life. So he's going to give for every year. So he puts that in the Taklan Atikin. So it says, there is a Bal Te'achah, sure. But even if you were over on Bal Te'achah, you still have to pay the money. Yeah.
The Helm Sibur with the Bezimir toys, that money comes also out of the Shkolim? Helm Sibur, that's a Korban
Sibur? That's a Machlekes Hatanaim in Hurrius. Whether the Korban Bar Helm Davashel Tzibur, whether the Bezmin collects a new collection for that, or you buy it from the Machzah Shekel money. That's a Machlokes Hatanaim. Who pays for that? So the Mishnah says that three times a year, 2 weeks before Pesach, that's Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 2 weeks before Shavuos, 2 weeks before Sukkot, they would take out three gigantic sacks full of money from the big pushkis in the Beis HaMikdash that were full of money, and they would make up their minds. They would write down Aleph Beis Gimel. One Tana says they didn't write Aleph Beis Gimel, they wrote Alpha Beta Gamla. One Tana says, no, you have to use Hebrew letters, you shouldn't use Greek letters. And we pass like the other Tana, there's nothing wrong with using Greek letters. There's nothing wrong with using Alpha Beta Gamla. So Nishkin Aver, I remember I saw there's a collection of letters from the Ozhir Rav Rebbe. He used to be in the Bronx, and then he moved to Tel Aviv. He passed away already. So someone had sent him the galleys of his Sefer. And he writes, he's surprised that the Sefer has page numbers, regular page numbers, 1, 2, 3. The Sacha Goyish Zach, how can you use Goyish page numbers? You have to write Aleph Beis Gimel. So I was wondering, is that a Taina or not? So then I saw the Mishnah. The Mishnah has a Machlokes Hatanaim. What did they write on the three sacks? In order to buy the Korbanos Tzibur in order, first they use from the first sack, then they used, when they used up all the money, then they used from the second sack, then they used from the third sack. So the first Tana says they insist on writing Aleph Beis Gimel. The second Tana says, no, they don't have to write Dafka Aleph Beis Gimel. That's how we pass. You can write Alpha Beta Gamma. You can write 1, 2, 3. There's nothing wrong with it. Maybe it's Mom Behuda to write Aleph Beis, but the Mishnah says it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, the Dafim in the Gemara is written in Hebrew letters, yeah. But on Amud Beis, it always has Goyishah numbers. Always has in Goyishah numbers. So the Mishnah says, when they do the Trumas Alishka on Rosh Chodesh Nissan to purchase the Kabbalah Sibur, more than half the people didn't give the Machzah Shekel money yet. So they're not Yotze. All the Kabbalah Sibur that you bring from Rosh Chodesh Nissan until 2 weeks before Shavuos, no one's Yotze with that, the people who didn't give yet. So the Mishnah says, no, Tarmim al Ha'asid Ligvois. When they do the Trumas Alishka, when they take out the 3 sacks full of money, to use that money to purchase the Karbanah Sibur from now until, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until 2 weeks before Shavuos, not 2 weeks before Shavuos, still 2 weeks before Sukkot, when they take out the money. So they have in mind, the Karbanah Sibur are going to be offered on behalf of all the people who gave already, on behalf of all of the people who will give in the future. But sounds from the Mishnayos that if the guy just never gives at all, no, the people are bola and the people exist. They didn't give. They didn't give yet. Okay, but they're still part of the Klal Yisrael. So since if ultimately they give, so the Karbanah Sibur are offered on behalf of them as well. What if they just never give? What if they don't give at all? All year long they just never give. So Tosfos says it's mashma from the Mishnah that they're not Yoytze with the Karbanah Sibur. It's Tarmim al Ha'asid Ligvos. We do Trumas Alishka. We take out the money. We have them in mind also. Even though they didn't give yet, as long as they're going to give by the end of the year. But if it turns out they never gave all year long, they didn't give. At the Monsach, 5 years from now, he's going to give. He's going to put in a different pushkit that says, Taklan Atikin. For old Shkolim, whoever missed giving Machzah Shekel in the past, he still has a chiv to give the money to the Beis HaMikdash. He can't use it for purchasing Karbanah Sibur, but the Mishnah says what they use it for. They use it for other purposes. But is Yotze the chiv of giving the money to the Beis HaMikdash? So whoever didn't give that year is not Yotze. We didn't have him in mind when we were makriv the Karbanos. We only had in mind those who already did give and those who will give by the end of the year. That's a discussion in the Mishnayos Shkolim. Mishnayos have a whole discussion. What do you do with the leftover money? They have tons of money in the Pushkin, the Beis HaMikdash. They're called shofars. And the big shofar of the Takal Charetin for the new Machzah Shekel money, they have tons of money there. And they only take out part of the money. They take out 3 sacks. So what do they do with all the leftover money? The Shiori Halishka? Or what do they do? Let's say they took the 3 sacks. So they use up the first sack. They use up the second sack. The shortest period of time, the 3 times a year, they take out 3 sacks of money. The three times of the year are not equidistant. The one is from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until 2 weeks before Shavuos. That's only 49 days. That's only 7 weeks. Then you have from 2 weeks before Shavuos till 2 weeks before Sukkot. It's around Rosh Hashanah time. That's a much longer period. And the third period is longer, from 2 weeks before Sukkot till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the longest period. That's a full 6 months. So the same 3 sacks full of money are needed for the 7 weeks as is needed for the 6 months. How can it be? So obviously there was always leftover money. So the Mishnah discusses, what did they do with the leftover money and the sacks? And what did they do with the leftover money that they never put into the sacks? The different things that they use for this and this they use for this. Part of the money, the Gemara says, they paid Rabbanim, who would chazer with the Kohanim, how to be makor karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara asks in the end of Ksubas HaYitochin, this money is Hegdish, money is Kodesh. Are you allowed to use it for other purposes? Even though it's a mitzvah to support the Rabbanim who are teaching Torah, the Malamdim, those who teach the Kohanim how to be Makar Kabbalah and Beis HaMikdash, but still, it's Me'ila BeHegdash. They're not allowed to use Hegdash to get money. So the Gemara says, no, when everybody donates the money from Machzah Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, Lei Bezdin Masna Aleim, the Bezdin has in mind that Tanai, Im Hutzruchu Hutzruchu, any money that will be needed for the purpose of the Kabbalah should be Kodesh, and the money that will be left over, Bezdin has in mind that it shouldn't become Kodesh. So that's what Tosfos asked the Kasha. What does it help what Bezdin has in mind? But they're not giving the money. I'm giving the money. It should depend what did I have in mind. I had in mind for the Korban, so it should be Hegdish. So it should be Hegdish. How can Bezdin, how Bezdin Balabatim to determine that my money should not be Kodesh? What's going on? So Tosis writes a lashon, "Kol ha-magdish al das bezn hu magdish," that whoever donates money to the Beis Hamikdash has in mind, has in zin, whatever the bezn wants, that's where the money should go. So it's problematic. I'm yotze machtzah shekel, and it's yotze lechulin. Yotze machtzah shekel means it becomes kodesh, and then you don't use it for kodesh because bezn declared that you have a right to divert. It's a very strange din over here. Better kabbais is a different fund. You can't. Also not. It's a better kabbais is a different fund, and this is kachim mizbeach. It's two totally different funds. Kaitzam Mizbech is another thing. That's another thing. Sometimes you have leftover money for kachim kachim. All of karbon by a private person bringing karbonis. So sometimes karbonis are kachim kalim, and sometimes the karbonis are kachim kachim. And all the karbonis tzibur are all kachim kachim. There is no kachim kalim by tzibur. Once a year there's a shlamim on Shavuos. Sivchei shalmi tzibur. So the Mishnah says in Ezel Mekayman, sivchei shalmi tzibur is a kachim kachim. Shalmi yochid is a kachim kalim. And Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur on Shavuos is a Kachi Kachim. All Karbonis HaTzibur are Kachi Kachim. So we have a din, Moisa Kachi Kachim Karev Oila. Any money left over, let's say a person set aside $500 to buy a Chatos. Then he comes to Yerushalayim, he buys a Chatos for $300. So what does he do with the leftover $200? He can't buy another Chatos. A Chatos is not bought by Edom and Adoba. He already got a Kapara from the first Chatos. He can't bring two Chatos for the price of one. There's such a thing as being mafresh techatos lachrayis, the Gemara has, Mishnah is that. A guy's mafresh achatos, I was Mahal Shabbos b'shegeg, I designate a chatos, and then I'm afraid maybe the first chatos will die, maybe it'll get lost, I'm mafresh another chatos in case the first one died. Okay, that's mafresh techatos lachrayis. But then lemaisa, after you makir the first one, what do you do with the second one? So the Gemara says the second one is moisa kachi kachim. So moisa kachi kachim is korevoilo. That's a pasuk. The Gemara says, who is the one who is mechadish that din? And Moshe Kachi Kachi Kavela, he derives it from a pasuk. That's Yehoyada HaKoyin. That's a drasha from the Tkufas Bais Rishon. In the Haftorah for Parsha Shkolim, we read about Yehoyada HaKoyin. So the Mishnah Shkolim says, Azum Medrash Dorosh Yehoyada HaKoyin. He developed this din of the Torah Shebal Peh. We're used to talking about all the drashas of the Torah Shebal Peh that were developed as Man Bais Sheni after the Churban Bais Sheni. We have very little drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh that were developed at Kuhas Bais Rishon. You have a couple of Xeris from the Rabbanon, you have that. In the days of David HaMelech, there was already a din of Muktzeh. When David HaMelech died on Shabbos, so he the body was in the sun, and Shlomo HaMelech had a Shaila, how can he move the dead body? It's Muktzeh. So you see already during the lifetime of David HaMelech, and maybe even earlier, there was a din of Muktzeh. Then we learned an Erev in the beginning of the second parak, the Shlomo HaMelech Institute in Atilus Yadayim, and Erevin, he made Takonis the Rabbanon. That's certain takanas de rabbanon. But we don't. There's a de rabbanon, but we don't really find drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. They had halachas l'moshe misina that were transmitted from generation to generation. But the main development of the Torah Shebal Peh that we know of, the Tanoim and everything was bizman bayis sheni, and after we have very little from the bizman bayis rishon. So this is one of the few dinim that was developed by one of the chachamim, Azum Medrash Dorosh Yehoyada HaKoyin. He darshan a pasuk in Chumash, and he came up with a din that's described in Sefer Melachim, that the leftover money, Moisa Kachi Kachim, is Korev Oilo. So that's sometimes the din, the leftover money, you from the Machzah Shekel money, you use to buy kites l'mizbeach in the summertime. That's how some Rishonim learn. Kites means the summertime, while kites sometimes means dessert. What do you serve as dessert? So the Gemara explains, sometimes when there's a lull in the Beis Hamikdash, no one's coming and no karbonas are being brought, so the kohanim are sitting and twiddling. They can't sit in the azar, they're standing and twiddling their thumbs. So they're sitting downstairs in the dormitory, in the basement of the Beis Hamikdash. There was a dormitory, there's no one coming. So they're sitting and twiddling their thumbs, nothing to do. So you take the leftover money, Moisa, Kach, Kachim, all of the karbonas, Sibar, all Kach, Kachim. So all the money that everybody gives to Machzah Shekel, it's all designated for Kach, Kachim. Nothing goes to Kachim Kalim. So the din is when you have leftover money from Kachi Kachim, you use it to buy carbon oil. So that's the kites l'mizbeach. You use that, right? But then you have leftover money. After you do the Trumas Alishka, what's left over there, that's not for kites l'mizbeach. And a lot of the money that's left over, let's say, I use the three sacks of money, and then it comes 7 weeks later, it comes 6 months later, and I take another three sacks of money. So what do you do with the leftover money in the first three sacks? So then the Mishnah says you use it to pay the Malamdim, you use it to build the walls of Yerushalayim, the Yemotziyat L'chulim. And this money, sometimes they're not Motziyat L'chulim. Sometimes they say, no, we're going to use it. It's Moisa Kachi Kachim. We'll be Makrevit as a Korban Oilom. So Bizman Beis HaMikdosh, everybody had to give Machta Shekel. The Machta Shekel money was Kodesh. And he used to go for the purpose of Korbanos, to pay for the Korbanos Tzibur. Came the Goyim after the Korban Abayis, they needed a gimmick for fundraising for the yeshivas. So he said, there's no Beis HaMikdosh, no one's giving any Machta Shekel, so let everybody donate Machta Shekel for the yeshivas. So the Goyim and Bovel were very upset. He said, what are you talking about? The people are going to give Machta Shekel, it's going to be Kodesh. It's going to be Hegdash, it'll be Anisa Me'ila. You're not allowed to use it for your own purposes to support the yeshivas. Hegdash dika money. The Gemara has a din of psochim and it's a din of shulchan aruch. You're not allowed to say bosazel pesach. This flesh is for pesach because it sounds like I'm going to use it for the korban pesach. I'm going to use it for the korban pesach, so it's hegdish. So you're not allowed to use it chutz lebeis hamigdash. You have to say bosazel chaga pesach or bosazel yontav pesach. You just say bosazel pehei mazul pesach. Sounds like I'm going to use it for a korban pesach. So madach, you say bosazel pesach. There's nothing wrong with that. He really means Basazel Yontav Pesach. But if he didn't say Yontav, you got a problem. It sounds like he meant the Korban Pesach. So here he says, I'm designating the money for Machza Shekel. Machza Shekel means Hegdish. How can you institute such a minig? You're going to have, the yeshiva is going to be moil behegdish if they're going to use the money. So the Goyim and Bavel were very upset with this new minig, newfangled minig that the Goyim and Herzl introduced. They said, you're not allowed to do that. So they corresponded with each other. So the Goyim and Herzl said, no. We have a Talmud Yerushalmi on Shkolim that Babli didn't have. There is no Babli on Shkolim. We have a Talmud Yerushalmi on Shkolim. We have a tradition that we paskin that if you there's a Machlokes Hatanoim in the end of Shkolim, there's a Machlokes Hatanoim in the Mishnah. What's the din if someone is Mafrish Bikurim Bizman Hazeh? Is it Chal or not? When you Mafrish Bikurim, you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdosh. You have to recite Arami Avirovi. You have to do Vihinachto Elifnei Hashem Elkecha. You have to put the basket on the floor in the Beis HaMikdash HaNoche, and then you give it to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim eat it in Yerushalayim. If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so you can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So if you mafrish Bikurim, so you're stuck. It has Kedushas Bikurim, and you can't eat it, because it's not possible to bring it and put it on the floor in the Beis HaMikdash. So the first time it says in the Mishnah, the mafrish Bikurim is manazeh, it's chal, and it's Hegdash, and you're stuck, and you can't eat it. You're going to have to burn it. Because it's Kodesh and there's no head to eat it. And then the Mishnah quotes the Tana Reb Shimon Bayichoi. Shimon disagrees, says it's not chal at all. Because the Pasuk says, Reshit b'kuri ha-moscha, tovi beis Hashem alakecho, only bizman she'ez beis ha-migdosh. Bizman she'ein beis ha-migdosh, the whole afrosha of the Bikurim is simply not chal. So the Yerushalmi says, we pass him like Reb Shimon. So the Mishnah Reb Shimon only says about Bikurim is manazeh. So the Rishami quotes a brisa that Reb Shimon disagrees about Mafrish Machza Shekel Bizman Hazeh also. And the Rishami says, we pass like that Reb Shimon too. If you Mafrish Machza Shekel Bizman Hazeh, it's not Chal. Only if you Mafrish Bizman HaMikdosh is the Machza Shekel Chal. If you Mafrish Bizman Hazeh, let's say a person is Mafrish a Korban Oilo Bizman Hazeh. It's Chal, even in New York. A person has a behemoth, or he sets aside $500 to buy Korban Oilo, the money becomes Kedushas Damim LaMizbeach. And the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be mafrish anything bizman hazeh, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be boli de takola. For sure, the money's going to get lost somewhere. The guy's mafrish $500 for the Beis HaMikdash, or $500 for Karbonis, either Berek HaBayis or for Karbonis. The Beis HaMikdash may not be rebuilt during your lifetime, so what's going to be with the money? You're going to transmit the money to your grandchildren, the next generation, and you're going to remember it's not going to get lost. It's going to get lost. The money's going to get lost. Someone's going to be using the money. It's going to be moel behegdish. So the Gemara says, after the Churban Abayis, it said, e magdishim is manazeh. Not allowed to be magdish anything. Because if you magdish it, it's chal, and it's not proper to be magdish because it'll be boli de takol. So the Yerushalmi says that the only exception to the rule is be pasen like Reb Shimon, that machza shekel is not chal. So the Goyim and Eretz Yisrael said, there's nothing wrong with our einfall. You can encourage everybody to be mafrish machza shekel, give it to the yeshivas, because mafrish machza shekel bizman hazeh, it's not chal. It's a tradition that we have. So the Goyim Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim Bavel said, we never heard of it. They had no Yerushalmi on Shkolim. And there's no Bavli. So they said, we never heard of such tradition. They said, in Kabbalah, in the Kabbalah. If you have such a tradition, okay. But because they were so shaky about it, so that's why there are more rights in Shulchan Aruch, that the minig is that you give Machzah Shekel on Tainis Esther, you should be careful not to say this is Machzah Shekel. You should say this is Zecher LeMachzah Shekel. No one should think that it's real, the real McCoy. If anyone has in mind that it's the real Machzah Shekel, then you get involved in a Machlokes HaTanaim that appears in the closing Mishnah and Shkolim. There's one is Mafresh Machzah Shekel, but one is it Tchal, is it not Tchal. There is a discussion in the Mishnah LaMelech. Let's say Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and I know that he doesn't have money to pay. And I want to be a good fellow, so I go to Shimon and I say, here's $1,000 for Reuven, and that should be, the chov should be canceled. So the Mishnah talks about HaPareh Chov Shel Chaveiro, once I gave the money, so Reuven doesn't have to pay the money anymore. We understand that. So the Mishnah LaMelech writes, he's not sure what that is based on. Does that mean that I made a deal with Shimon, he should be Moichel Reuven? I'm giving him a ton of $1,000, Allah, self-understood, Tanai, he should be Moichel Reuven, Reuven doesn't have to pay him the $1,000. They say, no, it's not based on Mechila. If I pay the debt that Reuven owes Shimon, that's called a Piroin. What's the din HaPareh Chov Shel Chaveiro? Is the Chov Parua? Even though I'm not the Loive. If the loiva pays, the loiva owes the money to the malva. If the loiva pays, so the Gemara says, it can even make a piron chai bal korchai shel malva. But if a third party pays, a different person pays, he certainly cannot make a piron bal korchai shel malva. Shaila not bal korchai, if the malva agrees. So if the malva agrees, does haste a piron achai? It's considered that the chayv of Reuven is paid up. But he say, no, Shimon itself understood. Shimon was moichel the chayv because this third party gave him a maton of $1,000. So the Mishnah Melech writes that he's not sure. The some of the Gedolim Taina isn't in an often a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that says, Mishnah discusses in the middle of Nedorim, a fellow took a neder not to get Hanoah from me. So I'm not allowed to give him Hanoah. I don't want him to violate the neder. So I shouldn't give him any matonis because he'll be in violation of his neder. So what he took a neder not to get Hanoah from me, I'm going to give Machzah Shekel on his behalf. So the Mishnah says, Shokolo Shiklo, I'm permitted to give Machzah Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash on his behalf. Even though now he's going to have an extra half of a shekel in his bank account, so am I not being mahanahim? The answer is, I didn't give him a machzah shekel. That's mavriach harim minichse chaver. I prevent the gabbai shel hegdish from coming to chepeh him. Why don't you come and pay me the machzah shekel? The end result is going to be he'll be a half a shekel richer, but I'm not enriching him. I'm not giving him the machzah shekel. I'm preventing the gabbai shel hegdish from coming to chepeh him. He won't have to give him Machzah Shekel. So that's not called a violation of Muda Hanoah. But the question is, how does it work? I give him Machzah Shekel on behalf of someone else. The Mishnah says that it works. How does that work? So if you should say that Parecho Vishal Chaveiro is not Parua, the only vort is Levi pays the debt of Reuven, I give the money to Shimon, so Shimon is Moichel. So what are you going to say over here? The Gabbai Shal Hegdish is Moichel Reuven because I gave Machzah Shekel on his behalf? What do you mean? I gave him a tonne. Machzah Shekel is not Bob and Edom and Adovin. They don't accept any donation. Machzah Shekel is, if you're Mechuyev, you can give. You're not Mechuyev, you can't give. So how does that institution work? That Shokel or Shekel, how can you ever give a Machzah Shekel on behalf of someone else?
Why do you like an Arev, possibly? Like, is it Arev?
Arev means initially when the Leiva borrowed the money, the Arev accepted upon himself the obligation. If he doesn't pay, I'll pay. So the Arev is Mechuyev.
It has to be initially. He can't just later on come and say, I'm...
There's an Arev HaYotze Lachachis M'shtoris. The Mishnah talks about two kinds of Arev B'shas Havor, and an Arev HaYotze Lachachis M'shtoris. Also, the Arev obligated himself after the Leiva borrowed the money from the Malva, and the Malva is nervous, will he ever get paid back? So the Arev comes and he makes a Kinyan with the Malva, and he obligates himself legally in the event that the Leiva does pay, he obligates himself to pay. So then the Malva has a right to be Toveh from the Arev. Okay? So he has a right to be Toveh, so when the Arev pays, so the Chov is Parua. But over here, this my next door neighbor, he just sees I can't afford to give Machzah Shekel. He wants to do me a Toveh, so he gives it, and then they send me a letter, a Machzah Shekel has been given on your behalf. Machzah Shekel has been donated on your behalf, and you don't have to give any more Machzah Shekel. So that's what the Achreinim raised the question. If you should say that a Parechov Shel Chaveiro, the Chayv is not Parua, the only thing is that the Malvis understood the Malvis Moichel to the Loive because the third party gave him a Tonis. How does it work by Machzah Shekel? That's what they quote. Rabbi Chana Wasserman quotes, and he heard from Rabbi Shimon HaKoyin HaGadol, from Shimon Shkop, was a coin. He says he heard from his Rebbe, he learned by Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, and he learned by Rabbi Shimon also. They said, heard from Rabbi Shimon HaKoyin HaGadol, that you see from that Mishnah, Shokolo Shikla, that one person could give Machzah Shekel on behalf of someone else, is a raya that HaParecho B'Shal Chaveiro is Parua. It's really a little questionable. You can ding up with the raya. It could be that it's covered with a different din. It could be that the fact that my next door neighbor can donate Machzah Shekel on my behalf is similar to the din that I could be Mafrish a Korban on your behalf. A Magdash HaManashe is Kapa B'Chaveiro, because the Machzah Shekel, it's not merely a choiv, not an obligation to give a machzah shekel. It's a mitzvah to be magdish a machzah shekel. It's like a korban. It's kedushas damim lamizbeach. All the money, everybody's machzah shekel is going to go towards purchasing the karbonis tzibah on the base hamigdash. So it's really a choivas hagdosh, not a choiv mammon, not an obligation to pay a debt. It's a mitzvah to be magdish a machzah shekel. So it's covered with the din of magdish almanashi is kapa bochavera. That one person should donate $5 million for the whole tzibur. So that was a debate between the tzedukim and the prushim. So the accepted position was the traditional psak, that doesn't work. That only works on karbonis yochid, doesn't work on karbonis tzibur. But the chayvus hayochid, that each and every yochid has a chiyuv to give machzah shekel, that's already a chayvus hayochid. So that my next door neighbor can give it on my behalf. That's magdash almanashi is kapa b'chaver. It doesn't necessarily prove the point that a Pereira Chavish al Chavera is really considered a Piron. That's why the Mishal Melech writes that he's not so convinced. He's not sure what the din is.
Could someone pay someone else's Knas?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that too. Why not? That's the Shaila. That's the Mishal Melech Shaila. That's the Mishal Melech Shaila. I can pay the Knas, but the question is...
Is he off the hook?
Is it? For sure he's off the hook. But see, by Mominic Knas, there's no problem. I'll give the money, either it's a piroin, or the other fellow was moichel him because I gave him a ton. The shad would be, let's say, kapora. Let's say, koifer. Koifer, he needed, he should have a kapora, that the chayv should be parua, so that'll be totally in the shaylov in the Mishlam Melech. And mamon knas, as long as it's taken care of, by hook or by crook, either the guy's moichel, because I gave him a matana, or it's considered a piroin, one way or the other. It's okay, by kapora you'll have a shaylov. Can someone pay someone else's chiyuv koifer? That would be totally in the Mishlam Melech Shaila. Yeah.
Could you do that to be someone else will make a matana for you, and you should be yotzei matana stuff yerna?
If I ask him to.
What if you don't ask him?
I used to have 9 children. Now there's hardly anybody at home. So when my children didn't have any money, so I said, "Do you want me to give matana slav yerna for you?" So they said, "Yeah." So I said, "I'll be your shliach. I'll give matana slav yerna." So they appoint me as the shliach. They can appoint me as the shliach, either give me some money to give on their behalf. They appoint me as the shliach, not give me any money. So they did not give me any money. I gave him my pocket for them. So that's Medin Shliach. I ask my wife every year. Do you want me? I ask my wife and whoever is single around the house. Now there's only one single chunk. So I ask whoever is around, do you want me to be your shliach to give them a ton of slavim? So they say, yes, sure. So I act as their shliach.
But they have them
over
that do through letters that you say you give them. You're going to give matanas to X, Y, and Z. So are you yotze through that? And you're sending your matanas lev yerna through to them. In other words, there's a shul or whatever organization, and they have give you a list, and you say, well, you want to give X, Y, and Z.
Shalach manas.
Yeah,
shalach manas. Yeah, make a shliach. I make a shliach, and they give a big shalach manas. Yeah. If you have 10 people sign up, we all want to give shalach manas to this person. So they have to have 10 times the basic amount. They have to have enough for 10 people to be yotze. If he's just going to give a little latke and a little cookie for 10 people, so that's one latke and one cookie, that's enough for one person, shalach manas. That's not enough for 10 people. So that if you have 10 people signing up to give shalach manas to one person, they have to give a very big basket with so much food in it that it would have been enough to be divided into 10 different pieces, 10 different shares of shalach manas. That you can do, yeah.
This woman allowed her to go around like a man from door to door to collect zakah. If a woman is allowed it to go around from door to door,
if she needs zakah, like she has no brera.
Huh?
It's not proper, but if she has no brera, so she has to go. Who's going to do it for her? the community should take care of it in such a way that the men shouldn't have to schlep around either. We don't. Not only do we not take care for the women, we don't take care for the men or for the women. So they have no bread. The aniyim have to go. Yeah. How much machzah shekel do you give? So that's what he started to say before. The psukim say in Ezra and Nehemiah when they built the second base on Migdosh, so they gave darkonei shel zohav. They gave gigantic golden coins, tremendous amount of money for machzah shekel. What is that all about? So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, as well as in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam writes, the din requires everybody has to give a machzah shekel, half of a shekel. That's a specific amount of money. We'll explain soon in a minute how much it is. Machzah shekel. But if the matbea hayotze be'osa medina, let's say in America, the matbea hayotze is a dollar. In other countries, it's in Eretz Yisrael, it's the Israeli shekel. Everything is measured by the shekel. How many shekelim? Other countries, it's a pound, a yen, a fin, whatever you call it, a ruble. So if the matbea hayotze be'osa medina in Eretz Yisrael is larger than a shekel, then you're not yotze with a machzah shekel. You got to give a machzah, a half a dollar. If a half a dollar is more than a machzah shekel, you got to give that. So the Rambam says when they came back in the beginning of the Bayi Sheni period, the matbea hayotze b'osa medina was darkonei shel zohav, was big golden coins, which are much more than a shekel. So they were mechuyev to give the larger amount. They had to give a machzis of a darkonei shel zohav. It wasn't enough to give machzis of a shekel. That's how the Rambam writes. That's what the Chochma Sodom writes in Hilchas Pidyon HaBen, that the minig used to be in Poland and in Russia, they used to give 5 rubles for Pidyon HaBen, and he makes a whole calculation and says 5 rubles is really way more than you have to give. So why did they give so much money? They weren't wealthy. So he says, just like the Rambam holds, I've been to get the machzah shekel, if the matbeah hayotze b'osa medina is a ruble, and a half of a ruble is more than a machzah shekel, you got to give a half a ruble. So the same, our practices we hold, the Rabbi Shonim say beferish like this, that the same is true regarding Pidyon HaBen. You got to give 5 shkolim, and if $5 is more than 5 shkolim, then you got to give $5. If 5 rubles is more than 5 shkolim, you got to give 5 rubles. So that's what the Chochma Sodom says. We give 5 rubles, and it's really way more than 5 shkolim, but based on this Rambam, by machzah shekel, we apply it also to Pidyon HaBen.
How do you know what a shekel is?
You have to know how much a shekel is. So we have in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Pidyon HaBen, the first sif in Hilchas Pidyon HaBen, so the Mechaber tells you how much machzah shekel is a half a shekel. Pidyon HaBen is 5 shkolim. So Pidyon HaBen is 10 times machzah shekel. How much is Pidyon HaBen? The Mechaber tells you how much pure silver, the weight of pure silver. So they calculated it, it's 96 grams of pure silver. That's how most of the poskim say. Chazanish and the stipler, most of the poskim say 96 grams of pure silver. And the minhag ha'olam is, when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, you give 100 grams just to round it off. And others disagree and they say, no, it's not 96 grams, 101 grams. But the minhag, most people hold like the Chazanish. It's 96 grams, mi'ikar adin. So 96 grams of pure silver, however much that sells for, that's Pidyon HaBen. So 1/10 of that is 9.6 grams of pure silver. That's machzah shekel. That's how much machzah shekel is. How many prutas is that? How many prutas is that? So if you make the whole calculation, the Gemara in the first perek in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph has the whole calculation, how many prutas are there. And the different coins, like we have 5 pennies and a nickel and 2 nickels and a dime, and then you have 10 dimes and a dollar. So they used to have different coins. So the Gemara says, how many? If you have to multiply 5 shkolim, how many prutas are there? So there are 3,840 prutas in Pidyon HaBen. So Pidyon HaBen would have been $38.40, so that means a pruta would be a penny. For many years, nobody gave so much money. Even the Machmirim never gave $38.40. They gave less than that. People would give $25, $30. No one gave $38.40, because for many years it was assumed that a pruta was less than a penny. So you gave much less. Now it's a question. Now silver keeps on fluctuating, higher, lower, higher, lower. So when silver goes up, some Rabbanim say that now a pruta is a little more than a penny. So the Pidyon HaBen is more than $38.40. You're not yotze. You got to give 38.40 prutas. So if a pruta is more than a penny, you got to give more than $38. It's a little bit more these days. Depends whether the silver goes up or goes down. So whatever the pidyon haben is, the pidyon haben is 96 grams of pure silver. So machzah shekel is 1/10 of that. Half a shekel is 1/10 of 5 shekel. 9.6 grams of pure silver. However, that would, however much that would sell for. So if No, the Rambam says if the half a dollar is more than a machzah shekel, then you're not yotze. By giving machzah shekel, you have to give more. The half a dollar is less, then you're not yotze. You always have to give at least machzah shekel. The Rambam says the reason why they gave darkon shel zov in the days of Ezra Nehemiah, the beginning of the Bais Sheni period, because the matbea hayotze was a larger matbea, so they had to give a half of that matbea. Wasn't sufficient to give machzah shekel, you got to give more. But if the matbea hayotze Bais Medina is less, the machzahs are bad. The half a dollar is less than the machzah shekel, then you're not yotze with the half a dollar. Then you got to give more.
So you have to equate what they gave in the second base of Egypt.
Right, right.
The value.
They gave more. They gave more because the matbea hayotze was more than machzah shekel. But if the matbea hayotze, the half of that would turn out to be less than machzah shekel, you got to give machzah shekel.
Can a stranger give pidyon haben to someone out of the
Bible? That's the big machlokes in Yerideya. The Ramo quotes a rivosh that no one else can give pidyon haben. Let's say you have a yosim. You have a yosim, or in America, a nishken yosim, you have a non-Jew married a Jewish woman and they have a Jewish baby boy. And they got to give pidyon haben. No, the father's a goy. The father's not going to give any pidyon haben. So should the grandfather give the pidyon haben instead? Or the father's in the army, whatever. The father gishtorma, they got divorced, whatever the case happens to be. So do you say the bezin should do the pidyon haben? Or do you say no one can do pidyon haben, only the father or the person himself? So the Rambam quotes a rivosh who says no one else can give pidyon haben. Only the father can give, or the boy when he grows up and he's bar mitzvah can give. A stranger can't give. And he says that based on the Gemara and Kiddushin, Gemara has one long brisa. The brisa says, on the eighth day, the father has to perform bris milah on the baby. The father doesn't do, then the bezin has to perform the bris milah on the eighth day. The bezin doesn't do, then Klal Yisrael have to see to it that the baby gets a bris milah. And if no one took care of it for 13 years till the kid is bar mitzvah, then the kid is mechuyev not to see to it that he has a bris milah. Then the Gemara has the same brisa, it continues. Pidyon haben, the father has to do pidyon haben when the baby is a month old. If the father didn't do, when the child becomes a bar mitzvah, has to do his own pidyon haben. So the Rivosh asks, it's one long brisa, so why they leave out the second and the third steps? It should say, if the father didn't do the pidyon haben, then the bezin should do. Bezin didn't do, then Klal Yisrael should do. Klal Yisrael didn't do, then the kid does his own pidyon haben when he reaches 13. So he claims that it's a raya from the way the brisa is presented. No one else can do pidyon haben. Either the father or the child, a stranger can't do. So that's what the Shach writes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. I never heard of such a thing. The Shach says, you never heard of Perech Ovishal Chaveiroi. Someone else can pay someone else's debt. The Mishnayos have like that. Someone else can pay someone else's debt, and they're pater from paying. So that's what the others say. No. If Perech Ovishal Chaveiroi, the Chov is not Parua, the Malva was Mechel, because I gave him a Matana. But here, that's not going to help. The Koyen can't be Mevater on Pidyon HaBen. You have to be out to the mitzvah pidyon haben. That's like kofra kapara. Like kapara. If the chayv is not parua, a chayv of mammon, a chayv of knas, the guy's moichel, so he's moichel. But you can't be moichel pidyon haben. Pidyon haben is a mitzvah, you say a brocha. The kohen doesn't have the right to be moichel. So the shachtain is, he doesn't see what the issue is. Someone else can pay, and the bezin should give. And the Vilna Gaon also writes like that. He writes ayin shach. Whenever the Vilna Gaon always gives mar mekoymus in Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't say ayin. He says, brachas, erevin, tesis, rambam. When he writes ayin, he means that he's disagreeing. He rarely writes ayin. Ayin means, ayin taz means that taz disagrees. Ayin shach, the shach disagrees. And he agrees with those who disagree. So here he writes, ayin shach, that the Vilna Gaon holds that like the shach, someone else can do the pidyon haben. In Lithuania, that was the practice years ago. That when you have a child who was a yosim, or the father was an apikoris, whatever, he didn't want to do pidyon haben. So the bezin would do the pidyon haben with a brocha. And in Galicia and in Hungary, they would follow the Chasam Sofer, who was choshish for both. So he said the bezin should do pidyon haben on a brocha. And then when the kid grows up and he's bar mitzvah, he should do at tzveitam all pidyon haben on a brocha.
Why did you put it in with the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim?
But it is Kol Yisrael Arei. But the question is, does it help? Maybe since it's Piron Achov, maybe nothing. When you do a bris milah on a baby, whether he likes it or not, he's Gemal. But over here by Pidyon HaBen, if someone else gives the money, maybe you have accomplished nothing. Kol Yisrael Arei, we're all mechuyev to see to it that everybody fulfills the mitzvahs. But there's some mitzvahs he just, I can't help you. If I'll give the money. But the Achranim say, but since you can give to any coin you want, and no coin is the balbos to be moichel, who says that I was going to give to him?
So who would select it? Who would
yeah.
Select the
coin? Are you going to pick?
So there's one Kohen in the radius of he's the coin?
Nah, but still, it belongs to Shebet Kuna. No individual coin is the balbos that he should have the right to be moichel. If he's moichel, so it comes out that if Avi Aben wasn't yotze any mitzvah. We want that he should be yotze the mitzvah. Someone should be yotze the mitzvah.
That happened. They didn't do him. Nobody had to do the Binyan HaBen. Then he was 30 days.
When he grows
now,
up.
Now, who's going to remind him when he was Bar Mitzvah?
So they used to hang a locket on the neck that said, Eino Podui. The Rama says, they used to hang something on his neck. We have students in the yeshiva, in JSS, every year, there's some guy who's 25 or 35 or 45 years old who does it Pidyon HaBen. The Nusach is different. The Kohen doesn't ask, but my boy is Trey, would you prefer to have your baby? There's no baby. You say a different Nusach then. But every year there's always someone who does a Pidyon HaBen. He finds out, he realizes parents were never religious and then they never heard of Pidyon HaBen. You have to find out to make sure that there were no miscarriages before. If the mother had a miscarriage, then there is no Pidyon HaBen.
It's written in Sefer Yechizkel.
Okay. Got to find out the whole story.
What's the right amount of money nowadays?
This minig that you give machzah shekel, so the Ramor writes that we don't bother to figure out how much the it should really be 1/10 of around $40 or so, $45. We should really give $4.50 should be machzah shekel, but we've already changed it because we're not dealing with real machzah shekel. So the Ramor says the minig is that you just give half of the matbeh hayotze b'osa medina. So you give it half a dollar. And then the meaning is that because in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, it says three times machzah shekel, so three times shekel, so you give three times a half a dollar. So you give a dollar and a half. Give a dollar and a half. There's a Bryson. When we get married, so we all have the practice, we get married al yidei kiddushi kesef. We're not allowed to use kiddushi bia, the chachamim prohibited, the Gemara says that it's chutzpah. And Kedusha Shtar, the Rambam writes, the meaning is Kranoga Kol Yisrael Kaddish Bekesef. Because the Karoim, in the days of the Rambam, the Karoim didn't recognize Kedusha Kesef. They only recognized Kedusha Shtar. And Kesef is Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam says, Kranoga Kol Yisrael means the Orthodox have the practice to emphasize, to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh. So we chose, instead of Kedusha Shtar, we chose to use Kedusha Kesef. Because Keshev is dafka the Torah Shabbat. But we don't, the Kaddish, we don't give money. We give a tabas, we give a ring. That's a minig. The Ramah quotes the minig from the Zohar, from the Tikkun Zohar, that you use tabas. And the Mishnah is, you don't have tabas, you have iskacheli betamrazu, you give us a kale. Our minig is based on the Zohar. They give a tabas, and the girl walks around, and everyone will know that she's married. So that's based on the principle, the Shabbat Keshev is Dina Ke Keshev. When it comes to Pidyon HaBen also, you don't have to give Dafke Kesef. You can give Shove Kesef. You're allowed to give your Yotzev, but Shove Kesef. I remember I once went to a Pidyon HaBen, and the Kohen insisted he wants a Becher. He didn't want the money. Because if you give him money, a lot of times it's assumed that he's going to give back the money. Give him a Becher, you can kiss it goodbye. It's assumed that he's not going to give you back. Right? So he insisted, the Kohen insisted that he wanted Dafke Becher. So the din is, the Mishnah says that it's good. You can give Shavu Kesef also. You just can't give Karkavon and Mishtaris, but Shavu Kesef is good. In Kol HaTarakula, the din is that Shavu Kesef is Kekesef, but there are just three exceptions to the rule. So one exception is very meforsim when you pay the Maisa Sheni. In Eretz Yisrael, or sometimes in America, if someone has some papers from Eretz Yisrael, Mafrish Maisa Sheni, when you pay the Maisa Sheni, you have to be paid a Dafke, but Sarta HaKesef Biyodecho, you can't use Shavu Kesef. You have to use Dafke Kesef. And kesef in America means legal tender that's recognized by the American government. The Bochum come back from Eretz Yisrael, they learn in Eretz Yisrael a year or two, and they come back with Israeli coins, and just like in Eretz Yisrael, they use the Israeli coins for the purpose of Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, so they think they're going to use it in America. In America, Israeli coins are shavei kesef. In Eretz Yisrael, Israeli coins is legal tender. It's recognized by the government as kesef. So that's good for pinyan ben in Eretz Yisrael. But Israeli coins in America are not acceptable. You have to have davke. The coin, there's a Tosfos in Ksubis where Tosfos writes about the coin being Meichel, the pinyan ben. And the Marsha crosses out that word in Tosfos and says, how can it be coin be Meichel? Vosra Balabos is there. He's not the sole coin. There's so many other Kohanim in the world. You're not Yotze the Mitzvah. If he's Meichel, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. You say a bracha when you give the money. First of all, he's not the Balabas, and secondly, if he would be Meichel, so you wouldn't be Yotze the Mitzvah. You don't want that. You want to be Yotze the Mitzvah. If someone else gives the money, the Ramor quoted the Rivosh, someone else gives the money, Teignish, and the Shach, and the Vilna go and hold. If someone else gives the money, it's Perei Chavish Chaver. At least if someone else is doing the Mitzvah. Like if I'm Mal someone else's baby. The father of the baby wasn't Mal the son, so I'm Mal the baby. So I say, Baruch, I'm Yotze the Mitzvah. If someone else gives the Pidyon HaBen money instead of the father, so that someone else did the Mitzvah. But if the coin would be Meichel, so no one would be Yotze the Mitzvah. So you don't want that.
What happens if the coin returns the money?
That's okay. The Gemara says you shouldn't give the money Matana Manas L'Hachze. But if you gave a Matana Gemura, and then the coin decides out of the goodness of his heart, wants to give it back, isn't it? There was a practice. Yeah. There was a practice for many years that the Kohanim were concerned, since they're only Kohanim Chazoka, they're not Kohanim Yuchasim, so they felt maybe they're suffered Kohanim, and maybe it's not right that they should hold on to the money, so they always insisted on giving back the money. But that was until the days of Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalusha. Tzvi Hirsch Kalusha was a Talmud of Rabbi Kivega. So he sent this letter, he wrote an open letter to Moshe Montefiore, that he was giving so much money in Eretz Yisrael, so he encouraged him, you should put up money, they should build a Beis HaMikdash, and it may turn out that you'll be the Melech HaMashiach. Because the Rambam writes, the one who will be instrumental in building the Beis HaMikdash and bringing all the Karbanos, may turn out that he'll be the Melech HaMashiach. If he's a descendant from Malchus Beis David. He wasn't, Montefiore was not the king of Eretz Yisrael, there was no Jewish government, the whole thing was all Chalamas. There's a mosque there, you can't build a Beis, he didn't know. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalusha never went to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't know that there's a mosque on the Makom HaMikdash. So he had this chalom. So he printed a whole open letter to Montefiore that's called Drishas Tzion. They reprinted it recently with nekudas, with footnotes, very nice. So he writes in a sefer, he thinks he solved all the world's problems. He can build a Beis HaMikdash. He solved all the halachic problems. He didn't solve the Metzias problem. There's a mosque there. So that he wasn't aware of. He never visited Eretz Yisrael. So the Shaila, one of the issues that he has to tackle is, how can you bring karbanas? The psukim say in Ezra and Nehemiah, you can only be makar karbanas if you're a kohen miyuchas. And there were kohanim at the beginning of the period of the Bais Sheni who were assumed to be kohanim, kohanim chazoke, bikshu ksavam hamistyachsim v'lo matzo. They couldn't find the ksav yichas. V'negoalu min hakuhuna. They were rejected from the kuhuna. They weren't allowed to be makar karbanas. So we have hardly any kohanim today. There are very few kohanim today who are kohanim miyuchasim. They're all Kohani Chazoke. So how can you be Makro Karbonis? So he came up with the Chiddush that this requirement for Kohani Miyuchasim is only a Chumra Midirabonon that was invented by Ezra Nehemiah, and it's understood that you only observe, you only Mechuyev to observe the Chumra Heichede Epsher. If you have enough Kohanim without me, so let them do the Karbonis. But if you're going to observe the Chumra to insist on Kohani Miyuchasim and say just won't be Makro of any Karbonis, so so lektzach nishlaf in sechel et hachachamim should be insistent on the chumre, he just do away with all akravas akarbonis. That was a big breakthrough. That was a big chiddush. Until his days, the classical poskim before him all assumed that the kohanim is manazar all sofik kohanim. He said it's not true. The kohanim are badai kohanim. Kohanim chazok 100% kohanim. They're no kulis. They wanted to be mekel. It's a sofik kohen. So maybe can marry a chalutza. Chalutza is only by the rabbanon. Sofik the rabbanon lekula. It would have started different Svaras Lachal. So Tzvi Hirsch Kalusha was the first one to tell that's not true. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Kivega, so he sent his whole open letter to Moshe Montefiore. He sent the open letter to Rabbi Kivega. He was masking with him on this Nakuda. Rabbi Kivega sent it to his son-in-law, the Hasam Sofer. He was masking. So from that time on, Tzvi Hirsch Kalusha got Rabbi Kivega and Hasam Sofer to agree. From that time on, all the poskim assume now that Kohanim today are Vada Kohanim. They're not Sofi Kohanim. And it's only a Chumr Midirabonim that you need Kohani Chazaka. We assume that they're Vadai Kohanim. So again, when it comes, the Gemara says there are three dinim where you say shavu kesef is lav ki kesef. And kol ha-toka, when you get married, so we don't give kesef, we give a ring. We say shavu kesef is ki kesef. When you do pidyon ha-ben, if you want, you can give a becher. If you want, you can give money. You can give whatever you want, as long as it adds up to the value of the 96 grams of pure silver. But there are three cases, the Gemara says, where the din requires davki kesef. So one of them is pidyon ma'isusheni that says v'tzarta kesef bi'adecha, has to be kesef sheyesh olav tzur, money that's minted with the government stamp on it. That's called kesef sheyesh olav tzur. Then the Gemara has another din, is machzas hashekel. You can't be yotze machzas hashekel with shavu kesef. You have to give davki cash. So that's the shaila. What about paper money? Is paper money? Paper money is legal tender. The government declares that you can pay all debts.
There's no silver in the paper money.
But it doesn't have any silver. Yeah, but let's say you have copper coins or gold coins. It's also called kesef. Kesef doesn't have to be davke. Silver money, money.
The value.
Has to be declared as legal tender by a recognized government. So that's a shaila. What about paper money? Does paper money have a chisarn? So there's a contradiction. The Chasam Sofer wrote many tshuvas. So there's a contradiction between, there's an apparent contradiction. Maybe there's a good teretz. There seems to be a contradiction between the various tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer, quoted by the Pischit Shuv in different places in Shulchan Aruch. So by Pidyon HaBen, he says, with Machma, you don't use money. By Pidyon Ma'isusheni, he says, the Minigan Eretzol was, they don't use paper money. They use Davke coins. And then by Einish Boy Malash Doris, he says, no, paper money is Kesef. Paper money is not Shtoris. Paper money is Kesef. So it's a question what the Chasam Sofer felt about the matter. Whether paper money is Mamish Kesef because it's legal tender, or no. That's a Shaila. They quote Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan has the Tshuvas that he printed. Then there are additional Tshuvas that other Rabbanim Psokim, that other Rabbanim heard from him. Rabbanim corresponded with him, so he wrote over his opinion. So one of the additional tshuvas that they have not in Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan's own sefer, they quote in his name, he felt the ikar is that the paper money is also called kesef. It's legal tender recognized by the government. So he felt that paper money is considered kesef. When it comes to the minhag to give the machzas shekel on Tainus Esther, so a lot of people have the practice, they want to make mamash zechel amigdash. So if they're going to give a dollar bill, they want to give three machzas hashekels, and the matbeh hayotze b'medina shalana was a dollar, American dollar, not the Canadian dollar. So they're going to give a dollar and a half, so they're going to give a dollar bill in two quarters. So some feel uncomfortable about that, because a dollar bill, maybe it's a shtoris, maybe it's not considered kesef, and you wouldn't be yotze machzas shekel with that, you want to make a zech on a machzas shekel. So they'll put in a dollar bill, take out coins, and then they'll give back the coins. So that's a question, is that right to be so makbid, it should be dumya? Are we really interested in making a zechet to the machzah shekel? The Gaonim introduced it as a gimmick for fundraising. They weren't interested in making a zechet to the machzah shekel. We say you shouldn't say machzah shekel because maybe the din is like the other tanoim in the Mishnah. Maybe if a mafish machzah shekel bezman hazeh, maybe it is chal, maybe it does become kodesh and it'll be a din of me'ilah. So with Mekel, well, the Rishalmi says that we pass like the Tana Reb Shimon, that Machzah Shekel is not Chal at all, Bizman HaZeh. So with Mekel. So then there are more quotes than Ma'aril, but you should make sure that you don't say Machzah Shekel, you should say it's only a Zecher. But not that we want to make a Zecher. We say a Zecher that no one should think that it's real Machzah Shekel. Here, by being medaktik davket to use coins as opposed to dollar bills, you're making it look too much like the real McCoy. You're making it look more like the machzah shekels. So I would think, if anything, it's better not to do that. I would think it's better not to do that, because you're making it look like the real machzah shekel.
So and if you put coins in a plate, three coins or whatever it is, so, and you pick it up, and
you put your dollar over. Usually have three silver dollars, and you pick it up and bring it down. You pick it up, bring it down. You know,
that's the shaila, is that right? So that's the shaila, you're making so much of a zechet and machzah shekel, it looks too much. Maybe it would be better not to do that. Maybe davke to give a check, to give everything by check.
Is a check considered like legal tender? Like
check is not legal tender, no, check is shtar. Maybe it's
better
because the minig didn't originally developed to make a zecher l'matzah. Meaning developed to donate money to the yeshiva. And then the goni bubble and getain it, but people are going to think it's machzah shekels hegdish. So the Ramah quotes the Maril, so say it's a zecher. That was a solution. That was a teretz. Say it's a zecher, so it doesn't look like it's magdish kochim bachutz. It won't look like it's hegdish. But it's not that we want to make a zecher. We want to say zecher, not to violate the problem of kochim bachutz. Not really. The paper. The reason why shtar is excluded, karka avodim shtaris is no good for pinyan aben. Let's say shavu kesef is good for pinyan aben. Karka avodim shtaris not because he needed dava hamitaltel the gufa mamon. So karka is not a dava hamitaltel, and the shtar is not gufa mamon. It doesn't have intrinsic value. It only has representative value. So that's what some hold. The paper dollars don't have intrinsic value. A $1 bill, a $2 bill, a $5 bill, a $10 bill, a $100 bill, a $1,000 bill, it's all the same thing. The intrinsic value is garnishment garnish. It's worth a penny, less than a penny, the piece of paper. It only has representative value. It represents a certain amount. But whatever the government says, that's what it represents. It used to represent gold in Fort Knox, and now it doesn't even represent that. It represents the haftocha of the government as to how much it's worth.
This year, so is there a problem to give a check for Matanos Rav Yonah on a Sunday because it could cash it?
No. I don't think so. The Gemara says the main Matanos Rav Yonah is that he should have cash, that he should be able to buy food today. He can buy food. He can buy food. I'll give the check to someone else who trusts me, and they'll give him money. Yeah, they'll give him money. I don't think that's a fact. The main purpose of Matanis Lev Yainim, that's what they say, you should give so much money from Matanis Lev Yainim that the guy should be able to buy a meal. Some Achranim, the Shagazai writes in the Torah Avenue, Yotzef, you give a pruta. Yotzef, you give a pruta from Matanis Lev Yainim. That's a mamish peanuts with peanuts, a pruta. Less than a nickel. Pruta is less than a nickel. What can he buy with that? Nothing. So others say, no, you have to give him so much money, you should be able to buy a sandwich with a drink of soda.
Great Shabbat.
Not all Shabbos, to have a Suda's Purim, should be able to buy a Suda's Purim. Should give a few dollars, yeah.
Is there a difference between that of Usher and Nani? In other words, you can give the same sandwich to the Usher and the Nani, would make a difference.
The Chayyodim quotes a Yerushalmi that from a Shalachmanis has to be a Dova Mechubed for that person. So you have to give something, that, so if he's Mamish and Oni, whatever you give him, he's so happy. You give him a salami sandwich, he's very excited. If he's a guy who doesn't eat salami, he only eats steaks, so you're not yotze if you give him a salami sandwich. It wasn't bekavadik, right, that's what the Chayyadim says. Half of an animal, right. It's not right, the Bochum and the Yeshiva, a lot of times they give three peanuts and they give four raisins. That's not bekavadik. You have to, the Chayyadim says, you have to give something that's bekavadik. And more correct it really is that you shouldn't give nash. People give chocolates. My wife spends a week before, she melts chocolate, makes it, not yetzer with chocolates. The pashto is, you have to give flesh, you have to give fish, you give soup, you give bread, you give something that people will eat as a course in the meal. Not snacks and not nasherai. Pashto says, you're not yetzer with nasherai.
People think that's a whole meal of nasherai.
Some people, yeah. The Iker, the Gemara has the Iker, the Iker Shalachmanis is when you invite someone to eat by you. That's the Iker Shalachmanis. If you don't want to have the character eat by you, or he has his own, so then when you send the food to his home, so it's also considered as if he's eating by you. But if you have guests over for Purim, that's the Iker Shalachmanis. Then you have someone eating by you. The Gemara says, the Amaroyim, one year I invited you to eat by me, so I was Yotzi. Rashi says that year, Rashi writes, we're both Yotzi Shalachmanis. That's the question.
Right.
But at least the one who invited the other one, that's the main Shalach Manas. Then the next year when you invite me to eat by you, so then you yotze the Shalach Manas. Shalach Manas is to have someone else participate in the Suda's Purim with you.
With an actual Shliach? That's the normal...
The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Chiddush from the Binyan Tzion. Binyan Tzion was Rabbi Yankov Ettlinger. That's very recent. He has this Chiddush that you're not yotze if you give Shalach Manas directly, you have to give Davka Idei Shaliach. I remember when we learned by Rabbi Gerelik, so he had Tarumas, he said in the Mir Yeshiva they had Tarumas on the Mishnah Brura, Why did he quote the Binyan Sin? Because it's against the Gemara. It doesn't make any sense. Why did he quote? He doesn't quote every time the Binyan Sin has something to say. So why did he quote this one? It's such a shver Binyan Sin. Yeah, what's the answer? Why did he quote? The secret is the Mishnah Brura will only quote the Achreinim on the Daf. They'll quote the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Bi'er Ragor, the Machzah Shekel and Prima Gonim and the Chemed Moshe, whatever is on the Daf. Or they'll quote anything that's not on the Daf that's quoted in the Sefer Pischei Tshuva. There's a little Sefer written by a Dayan from Vilna, and it gives you a marmakaimus to exotic sources. So whenever in the Mishnah Brura quotes a Tshuva Zerbi Kivega, Tshuva Chasam Sefer, he writes in the Hagdama to the Mishnah Brura that he's going to quote whatever is quoted in the Pischei Tshuva. So the Pischei Tshuva is not his. The Pischei Tshuva quoted the Binyan Sia. That's why he quotes it. Rav Moshe has a taina on the Mishnah Brura quotes in Hilchas Shabbos, Geferlach, that the Frumah doctors on Mechal Shabbos to treat Nochrim. They have no heter, not allowed to Mechal Shabbos treat Nochrim. The Prima Gadim Tumuls. So Rav Moshe says, Atpel on the Mishnah Brura, why he didn't quote the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that Bizmanazel, we have no brevet. They made a takon in Hungary. You have to treat, the doctor has to be Mechal Shabbos to treat the Nochrim the same as the Yidin. So he says, the Pella on the Mishnah Brura, how come he didn't quote the Chasam Sofer? The Pella is not on the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura just quotes what's in the Pischei Tshuva. The Pella on the Pischei Tshuva. But the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Prima Gadim and he doesn't quote the Chasam Sofer. So that's what the Mishnah Brura did. And every so often people don't believe it. They said, there is no Pischei Tshuva in Arachaim. There's only Pischei Tshuva on Yerideya and Choshe Mishpat and Ebenezer. That's the Pischei Tshuva written by someone else. That's printed on the bottom of the page. On Arachaim, there is a Pischei Tshuva. It's a thin little sefer. And the Mishnah Brura in the introduction says, any outside tshuva sefer that he quotes is only what says in the Pischei Tshuva. And every so often he'll write, I in Pischei Tshuva, but he doesn't want to quote what he said. Just says, look in the Pischei Tshuva. He quotes all the various opinions. So here also, the Pischei Tshuva quoted this Binyan Sion, so we all suffer because of that. He quoted this Chiddush, that you're not Yosef Shalach Manas if you give it directly. The Pashtus and the Gemara is not so. When you invite someone to eat by you, that is the shalach manas.
Well, or it has to be a stranger.
A person who would normally not eat by you, your own children. You have to be have other people be mishtatef and your suda sperm. Your children always eat by you. So that you're not yotze.
So as long as I invite two people, yotze mishalach manas.
Yeah, but you want to be yotze. Your wife wants to be yotze. Your children want to be yotze. Shalach manas ish l'reyehu. You have to have one person. So you have to have one guest that you should be yotze. Okay, you and your wife and your two children, the two single children. So you have to have four guests. Okay. Okay.
This is the time to do kiruv.
Always a time to do kiruv. Yeah, but especially on Purim. Especially on Purim, you have to be careful not to get too drunk on Purim. Some people get drunk and they don't bench and they don't daven. Yeah. I remember in Yeshiva on Purim, they used to have a chagiga, so they always used to sing, oh, Ishikir is a goy. Rabbi Lifshitz always used to sing with them. Nichter is a yid, nichter is a davidim is a valer is a riz a riz a nichter is a davidim is a. So Rabbi Lifshitz would always be magir, davin and viler, not davin and mizah. The nigan always goes davin and mizah. Muz davin and valer is a yid, to be magir, davin and viler. No, we should make sure we don't get too drunk. We have to say benching, we have to davin mincha mairiv, and we have to act like normal people. Okay. A fair look and put him. A good yard.
See you soon.
Amen.
Shika is a
drinking,
is a
viola,
is a
guy. That's right.
It could be a one thing. When I was in Israel, my children had surprised me. They invited all the time.
Everybody call me. I'll walk out.